UFOs, are they real? And do they threaten America's national security? This is Brief Before Impact. Hey, welcome everyone. I am Matt Parker and thanks for joining me this evening. So we're going to be talking about unidentified flying objects, UFOs. I got to be very candid up front. I don't have an opinion yet about this subject. I just find it incredibly fascinating because it's only recently become kind of mainstream, at least at the national level of our government, in talking about it in a kind of a more formal way. The issue of UFOs is linked to how they could be a threat to our national security. So what I'm going to do this evening, we're going to dive into the recent committee hearings at Congress discussing UFOs, the kind of battles between the Pentagon and Congress wanting more transparency on any findings that the Pentagon has found so far on UFOs that they've encountered. And lastly, we're going to hear from a little bit from the scientific community on whether UFOs are worth even evaluating and studying in the first place. Before we get into all that, let me just take a quick ad break and then we'll get right to work. All right, welcome back, everyone. Let's start with just the recent hearings that Congress has conducted on the issue of unidentified flying objects and kind of questions they have for the Pentagon. So I'm just going to read you a report coming from the Hill and recent hearing led by the Democratic Party. So Representative Andre Carson, he's a Democrat from Indiana, and he warned that UFOs pose a national security threat, a potential national security threat to the United States, and need to be treated that way. He said this during a very highly anticipated hearing with the Pentagon's top intelligence officials on mysterious aerial sightings. Now, this is the first congressional hearings on UFOs in more than 50 years. Now, Carson, he's the chairman of the House Counterterrorism, Counterintelligence, and Counterproliferation Subcommittee. He said that the Department of Defense swept the issue of unidentified aerial phenomenon, or UAPs for short, swept it under the rug. And it's the House Intelligence Subcommittee heard testimony from the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security and the Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, who are overseeing the Pentagon's new Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group. Say that five times fast. The group will collect data from sources in the military and government to analyze unexplained phenomena and then try to identify them. The UAP task force was created after intelligence officials released a report just last year that found 144 unexplained UAPs from 2004 to 2021. Now, that database for UAP sightings and encounters now includes around 400 reports, the intelligence officials said at this hearing. Now, here's the challenge. At the hearing, we're already realizing that there's been a tremendous amount of these encounters. So things that the Pentagon, we're talking about Air Force and Naval pilots especially, they just can't really tell you what they're seeing. They can define it, like they can describe it, but they can't attribute anything to it. Naturally, the Pentagon wants to play their cards closer, you know, a little close to the chest, and the Congress wants more transparency. From a recent another report coming from LiveScience.com regarding the U.S. Navy, they hold unseen videos of unidentified flying objects or unidentified aerial phenomena, as the DOD prefers to call them. But they're not releasing the footage publicly because it would, quote, harm national security. And that's according to a Navy spokesperson. The admission came in response to a Freedom of Information Act request filed by the government transparency site, quote, the Black Vault, and which has previously shared thousands of pages of UFO-related documents received after Freedom of Information Act requests to the CIA and other government agencies. The Black Vault filed the Freedom of Information Act request to the U.S. Navy in April 2020, just one day after the Navy declassified three now infamous videos shot by Navy pilots showing high-tech aircraft moving in seemingly impossible ways. The Black Vault requested that the Navy now turn over any and all other videos related to UAP. More than 2 years later, the government responded with a letter that both confirmed that more UAP videos existed and denied the request to turn them over due to national security concerns. Quote, the release of this information will harm national security as it may provide adversaries valuable information regarding the Department of Defense, Navy operations, vulnerabilities, and or capabilities. Greg Carson, the Deputy Director of Navy's Frequency of Information Act office, wrote in a response letter. Further quote, no portions of the videos can be segregated for release. Now, Kaysen added that the Navy was able to declassify the three UAP videos released back in April 2020 only because the videos had been previously leaked to the media and already been discussed extensively in the public domain. The Navy deemed it possible to officially release the footage without further damage to national security, Kaysen wrote in response. Interestingly, in a response to the Black Vault's request, the Navy did not make any attempts to conceal the existence of additional UAP videos. There are clearly more videos of inexplicable UFO encounters in the Navy's archives, but how many and what they depict will have to remain a mystery for now. It's clear, however, that the U.S. military takes the potential threat of UAP very seriously. In May 2022, the DOD held its first public hearing on UFOs since the 1960s. The hearing primarily discussed a June 2021 Pentagon report that revealed U.S. Navy pilots had reported 144 UAP sightings since 2004. Now, more recently, the DOD announced that it will receive federal funding to open a new office focused exclusively on managing reports of UFO sightings by U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force. And it's not just the Pentagon that is involved in kind of archiving these different UAP sightings. NASA is also getting involved, which kind of makes sense since so often, at least I have always thought UFOs are coordinated or related to high altitudes and obviously space as well. And on June 9th, according to a report from Scientific American, with only just a few hours notice, NASA held a press conference to announce a study it was commissioning on unidentified aerial phenomenon UAPs. This is a topic usually associated with purported extraterrestrial visitations and government's conspiracy theories. The question in the public's mind was why one of the U.S. premier scientific agencies was getting involved in something often considered to kind of be the farthest fringe of respectability. Yet, the pronouncement also fit in with the suddenly more open-minded zeitgeist regarding UAPs. Last year saw the publication of a much-anticipated report on the Department of Defense's own investigations into the subject, following the release of first-person accounts and video from U.S. fighter pilots claiming to show encounters with strange objects in the sky. High-profile coverage in mainstream media and open congressional hearings about UAPs have kept the matter circulating in the public realm. A month after that Pentagon's report came out, theoretical astrophysicist Avi Loeb, the former chair of Harvard's University's Astronomy Department, Avi announced a private initiative called the Galileo Project, and it's aimed at searching for potential evidence of alien technology here on Earth. Now, what NASA can bring to this discussion, the discussion of UAPs, it's unclear. The agency has set aside a very small amount, like $100,000 for a nine-month study, less than the typical funding it provides for exploratory studies of unconventional technologies such as space telescopes with kilometer-scale mirrors or interstellar probes propelled by giant laser beams. Helmed by their well-respected Princeton University astrophysicist David Spergel, the investigation intends to identify existing and future data sets scientists could use to advance their understanding of UAPs, even if it uncovers a little of interest. The study's existence suggests that something the agency once avoided talking about at all costs is on the cusp of becoming an appropriate topic of inquiry. And the last report came out of how this is forming between the Pentagon and the demands by Congress for more action to be done on UAPs. And it was on July of 2022 that the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks, in coordination with the Director of National Intelligence, amended her original direction to the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security by renaming and expanding the scope of the Airborne Object Identification and Management Group, changing it to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office due to the enactment of the National Defense Authorization Act, fiscal 2022, which included a provision to establish an office. This is the important part, to establish an office in coordination with Director of National Intelligence with responsibilities that were broader than those originally assigned to the first office. The point of this is there is a lot of money and focus at between Department of Defense and the national intelligence community to focus on UAPs, more commonly known as UFOs. This is a report according to defense.gov. The mission of this office, AARO, it will be to synchronize efforts across the Department of Defense with other U.S. federal departments and agencies. What they're doing? To detect, identify, and attribute objects of interest in or on near military installations, operating areas, training areas, special use airspace, and other areas of interest as necessary to mitigate the associated threats to safety of operations and national security. The AARO, their council is led by the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, providing oversight and direction to the office. Their primary lines of effort, what they're really trying to accomplish, their surveillance, collection, and reporting, evaluating those system capabilities and design, intelligence analysis, obviously, mitigation and defeat of any type of systems that could be a threat to us, the governance, and then the science and technology of the UAPs. All this put together, think about this. We go from essentially 60 years of silence on the topic of UFOs, more or less for folks in Roswell, New Mexico, to think about and very kind of fringe part of society. UFOs are something we joke about or we see in movies, never really taken seriously. But the recent uptick in sightings of something that pilots cannot define, they can describe it, but they can't, again, attribute some kind of ownership to it. Oh, that's a Chinese spacecraft, for example. That's a French fighter jet. That's what I mean by like defining it or attributing ownership to it. They can only describe what they see, what's happening. This seems to be in beginning the early 2000s onward, a more frequent occurrence, at least according to just the data that they're providing us with. And I'll be honest, when I think about this, what's the most likeliest thing, right? I want to go from the most likeliest to the most dangerous. The most likeliest thing that I could attribute to these kind of sightings, or my first thought, it's like, surely this is something man-made, and it is a technology that the West, so far, doesn't have the capability to replicate and is unaware that it exists, right? So it's like there's this, play this hypothetical game with me for a moment. There's an intelligence gap. There is a technology that exists by one of our enemies. We are unaware that it's possible for it to exist, but we keep seeing its existence, right? We just can't attribute, this is the new missile technology or it's a new fighter jet. It's something beyond our grasp. That's my most likeliest thing. Like, surely China has developed some super high-speed drone that is in a shape never fathomed before and can move at speeds and directions never seen before. Again, I'm just playing out most likely. It's what could be possible. Then the most dangerous, it's something beyond any nation state is aware of. Technology that we can't replicate in any real way. So it comes back to, who do we attribute this technology to or these sightings to? And this is the whole point of these offices here at the Pentagon, the demand for transparency by Congress and the scientific community arguing that this is worth looking into. And I'll give you some takeaways from the scientific community. According to there was a study actually initiated by Lawrence Rockefeller, and he supported financially by the LSR Fund. And in this first independent review just of UFO phenomena since 1970, there was a panel of scientists that concluded that some of the sightings are accompanied by physical evidence that deserves scientific study, meaning saying this is worth looking into UFOs. But the panel was not convinced that any of the evidence points to a violation of known natural laws or involvement of extraterrestrial intelligence. So the panel is saying this deserves looking into, but nothing what we see we can dedicate to something extraterrestrial. Okay. The review was organized and supported by a Society of Scientific Exploration. They're providing a forum for research into unexplained phenomena. The review panel, it was of 9 physical scientists. They responded to presentations by 8 investigators of UFO reports. And they were asked just present your strongest data. Now, although the UFO reports date back to 50 years, the information gathered doesn't prove that either unknown physical processes or alien technologies are implicated, right? It doesn't point to something non-human is what they're saying. But it does include a sufficient number of intriguing and inexplicable observations, the panel concluded. Quote, it may be valuable to carefully evaluate UFO reports to extract information about unusual phenomena currently unknown to science. To be credible to a scientific community, such evaluations must take place with a spirit of objectivity and a willingness to evaluate rival hypotheses. That has so far been lacking, the report added. So this conclusion had differed from a report on UFOs in 1968, where a doctor had concluded that the further extensive of study of UFOs probably cannot be justified in the expectation that science will be advanced thereby. So it's very similar, however, to a conclusion reached by the American Institute of Aeronautics and Aeronautics, where they were advocating for continuing a moderate-level research with an emphasis on improved data collection by objective means on high-quality scientific analysis. In this current study, the scientific panel focused on incidents involving some form of physical evidence, in something they could actually view, okay? So this is including like a photographic evidence or radar or vehicle interference, some kind of interference with the aircraft equipment, or apparent gravitational or inertial effects, and et cetera. Of particular concern are reports that UFO encounters may be actually hazardous to people's health. Now, some have witnessed, you know, reporting kind of radiation type injuries, and those reports led the panel to draw the attention to the medical community to the possible health risk involved. So scientists found that some of the report incidents may have been caused by rare natural phenomena, whether it's like electrical activity, like high above thunderstorms or radar ducting. The panel, however, defined that some of the phenomena related to UFOs are just not easy to explain in that kind of fashion. Further analysis of the evidence presented to the panel is unlikely to shed light on the causes under the underlying reports. So at the end of the day, according to at least the study that was performed, the scientific community is saying UFOs deserve more exploration. However, the evidence we've seen does not point us or lead us to the conclusion there's some type of extraterrestrial activity. Tying kind of how the scientific community and how the National Security Committee view this issue, a report written by Marieke von Rennenkampf, which served as an analyst as the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of International Security and Nonproliferation, wrote that a forthcoming government report on UFOs is just fueling intense speculation among skeptics and believers. Now with U.S. ultra-secret U.S. technology no longer a viable explanation for these phenomena, 2 extraordinary theories appear to be in play. According to Senator Marco Rubio, a foreign government may have achieved, quote, one heck of technological leap and is operating highly advanced aircraft in restricted American airspace. Alternatively, as some intelligence officials and analysts speculate, U.S. military personnel may have witnessed non-human technology that defies the laws of physics. As observers grapple with these possibilities, clues are beginning to emerge that a leading theory for the military's UFOs encounters, advanced Chinese aircraft, is increasingly unlikely. For one, the South China Morning Post recently revealed that China was established its own task force to analyze unidentified objects appearing in its airspace. Beijing, just like Washington, D.C., appears to take these phenomena seriously. Moreover, Chinese analysts are reportedly so overwhelmed by UFO reports that China's military is now relying on artificial intelligence to assess such incidents more efficiently. Make no mistake, these revelations are not accidental. opaque authoritarian states such as China do not simply volunteer information about glaring national security gaps on its just on a whim, which raises two possibilities. Either China is engaging in a very elaborate disinformation campaign, or it is too genuinely perplexed by phenomena it cannot explain. So to be sure, Beijing could be feigning concern over unidentified air conditions to muddy waters while there's ultra-advanced Chinese craft gather intelligence and sensitive American airspace. But that such a ploy really seems unlikely. Now, why would that be? Well, governments are averse to admitting bewilderment on matters of national security, especially when a breakthrough technology may be involved. If you just look at the United States' response to UFOs, the Pentagon remains resistant to volunteering information, even in unclassified format, on the topic. So as a result, Congress is being forced to take action. You know, moreover, recent U.S. government disclosures occurred only after Congress pulled kind of the proverbial teeth to get the military to take these encounters seriously. Authoritarian states like China are particularly allergic to admitting a lack of control over national security matters, making revelations of Beijing's UFO struggles even more intriguing. Indeed, the weakness that such disclosures imply does not sit well with the centralized leadership structures. If you take it in totality, these factors suggest that China's uncharacteristic transparency on UFOs is unlikely to be a disinformation campaign. Instead, it could be just a subtle, strategically timed signal that China is just as perplexed by some of these phenomena as is the United States. Indeed, as U.S. officials speculate that highly advanced Chinese aircraft are breaching American airspace, Beijing may be tacitly signaling that they are not behind these incursions. Ultimately, unprecedented U.S. government transparency on this phenomenon spurred China to cough up information that it otherwise would not divulge. In the bizarre world of UFOs, transparency now begets transparency among the unlikeliest of actors. So if the Biden administration takes breaches of restricted airspace by advanced, unknown craft as seriously as it claims, U.S. and Chinese officials should set aside their mutual mistrust and engage collaboratively on the phenomena that both nations struggle to comprehend. If the Cold War is any guide, the fiercest of adversaries can look beyond animosity and distrust to cooperate on critical national security matters. Indeed, China and the United States' uncharacteristic transparency on UFOs may ultimately help overcome mutual suspicion and that the other is behind these extraordinary phenomena. So I have to say, I don't leave you with any conclusions this evening on the issue of UFOs, but I do find this subject so tremendously fascinating. And I'm curious, now that there's more of a focus on the issue of UFOs, I wonder if like UAP sightings are kind of even more common. If we're, for example, think about like the Cold War, when Soviets and Americans were doing everything they could to spy on each other. So you're pouring a ton amount of resources and efforts to look at what the other is doing. If this is the case and you have United States and now China both looking for something to explain all these UAP sightings, I wonder if we're going to now fast forward to a conclusion more quickly, or if this, the vague and ambiguity of these sightings become even more opaque and complex. It's an unknown, but as new information comes out, I'll certainly keep you all up to date on what the national security community is saying. As always, I hope you're all picking up what I'm putting down on this fascinating issue. I am Matt Parker, and this is Briefly for Impact.